Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 139 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday, shorty style. In today's episode, I'm giving you the skinny, talking about teaching you how to price your services. And something tells me that it may not be the answer you were expecting. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to Maestro on the Mic. First things first, thank you. So, I usually thank you guys for the reviews, subscribing, just being so dope, you know, sharing the posts and stuff. You guys actually crushed it last week and shared so much. It was awesome. And I usually thank you guys for that at the end of the episode, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it first this time, because this way I know that they'll hear it. I can look at the analytics, and most of you do listen to the entire podcast, which is really dope. But some of you don't, which is cool. And so I want to make sure that you hear, thank you. I really do appreciate what you guys do for me and just taking the time to listen and whatnot. So thank you. I also want to remind you, or I guess I should say announce, that next Monday, September 9th, I'm bringing back the long episodes. Took a little hiatus for the summer, and now they are coming back. Absolutely pumped about this season, or whatever you want to call it. So make sure that you got your stuff all set up. Next Monday, episode 140 is dropping, and it's going to be a long one with my girl Beth Wilcox. She is actually a patient, not of mine, but a patient in general, and I'm flipping the script, and I want you guys to hear things from the other side. So make sure you tune in. I'm actually really pumped about that episode and kicking off quote-unquote season 2. Now, what are we talking about today? Pricing your services. Now, this is something that, you know, I've been getting way more into the business world over the past year and a half, and there's a lot of information out there, and it's probably one of the hardest things, right, is how much should I charge? And this is not just as it relates to the digital space, but, you know, as a clinician, how much should I charge? What should I, you know, be asking for, especially when we start going into that cash-based model and you actually have to set a price? It's not, you know, set by insurance. So the big thing that I want to encourage, as always, or what I want to do as always, is give you permission. Permission to what? Do whatever the fuck you want. So I see a lot of people out there that are, you know, the gurus especially, that are saying things, you know, charge your worth and then add tax, or, you know, you're selling yourself short, or you're worth so much more than that. And I love the positivity. I love the support, you know, especially if it comes from a truly good place. And this is like someone that really values you and really supports you, and they want to see more for you, from you and for you. That's amazing. I think some coaches say this shit because you're already paying them $1 million. And so they're kind of like, yeah, you should be charging more too. But realistically, you got to charge what you feel comfortable charging. Like, first and foremost, charge what you feel comfortable charging. Because it's really easy for an outsider to say, you should charge this, you should charge that. They don't have to actually charge it to these people, to your people. They're not doing the thing. Yes, maybe they're charging it in their own world, whatever, but they're not you. So it doesn't make it any easier for you to do the thing because they said they do it, or, you know, they say that you should do it. So first and foremost, charge what feels good to you. Now, there's obviously some caveats there. One, if you know that you have like self-confidence issues and you have, you know, self-esteem issues and you have like imposter syndrome, and I'm not talking down to you by any means, but if you know that you fall into one or all of those categories, please go and seek out help, right? Go and speak to someone, talk to someone, get coaching, whatever, to work through that. Because if you have a lot of those mindset issues, that will always come back to bite you in the ass. No matter how much experience you have under your belt, you're going to keep falling back into those patterns. So please reach out. Let me give you a solution here. Reach out to my girl, Mandy Jenkins, my life coach. I'll drop that episode in the show notes. You guys can click on that, listen to her, put her contact information in there for her website. Like, this is, start by fixing your own or handling your own shit. All right. Once you're done with that, charge what you feel comfortable charging. I'm going to encourage you to adopt that same kind of, plan, implement, assess, replan, re-implement, reassess, that kind of strategy for pricing. You don't have to come out the gates charging a gazillion dollars because the gurus tell you, especially if you are new to this. Like, real talk, if you're a new grad, your services probably aren't worth $500 an hour. Like, they're probably not. Are you still valuable? Absolutely. Is it going to be hard as hell for you to market that and then, quote unquote, justify that to your patients? And might you feel kind of icky doing it? Yes. So don't do that. Charge what you feel comfortable charging. This does not mean that you're not valuing yourself, right? I feel like people have adopted championed the struggle as it relates to everything. And like, we're supposed to just struggle through everything in life. And if it feels uncomfortable, that means we're supposed to be doing it. And it's like, let's just take a step back from that. Everything doesn't have to be a freaking uphill battle, especially if you're starting a new business. This is why both me and my girl, Jill Fit, don't really recommend that burn the ships model, that Gary Vee model, quit your job. No, have a safety net of some sort. It's never really a good place to start a business from a place of desperation. This has to sell. I have to do this thing. Nice if you have some sort of backup, which if you are a physical therapist, it's amazing because we have, the PRN model and things like that. But you have this kind of backup, and then you're able to just charge what you feel comfortable charging. So let's give you some numbers. When I first started doing cash-based, one-on-one services, I charged $60 for an hour. $60 an hour. I don't know where you live right now. I don't know what your circumstances are, but that's pretty cheap. But for me, it felt really okay to charge it. I felt really good. I felt like I could totally deliver on that $60 and it was worth it. I didn't feel like I had to justify it. I didn't feel icky about asking for it. And I had another job at the time. So it wasn't oh my God, I need this money. So I need to squeeze every single dime out of this. Right? No, it felt fine. It felt good. And so I charged that. Now I charge $300 an hour. Mind you, this is quite a few years later and I still feel the same way. I don't feel icky about it. I don't feel like I have to justify it. If someone doesn't want to pay it, I don't care. I'm not but here's why. No, I'm really good at where that price point is. And I didn't go from 60 to 300 overnight, right? I went to 60 and then I bumped it up and I probably went to 75. I went to 100, I went to 125, I went to 150. And then I started taking bigger jumps from there. But it didn't happen overnight. Please don't let anyone tell you that you can't raise your prices. I remember when I first started doing things that I feel like I had that in my head that I couldn't go back and change my prices. And so I was really struggling with what I should put on the website because I'm all about transparency. I hate hiding things, and that's on you if you want to. I'm not judging you. But for me personally, I'm all about transparency. And I remember going back and forth in the beginning and be like, what? I can't change this. So I need to get a price point. And now looking back, I'm like, fuck, I can change it. And I did change it. And it's all okay. All right. So if you charge something, whatever number, let's say $60, and you end up charging too little, it's not, you haven't wasted time, you haven't lost money, so long as you are pricing this that it allows you to make ends meet, or whatever you need to do, whatever you're trying to get out of this, that you're able to do it, you're able to eat and keep your lights on. Obviously, establish a price point that allows for that. But at the end of the day, it wasn't oh man, I lost so much money by charging $60. I didn't. I was 100% profit for me, actually. And you can't look at it in terms of but I could have made $75 an hour. Yeah, you could have, but maybe it would have been a harder sell, or maybe you would have felt weird about it, or maybe that person would have expected more. You don't know. All I want you to do is establish a price and then go from there, and then, you know, collect your winnings. And what do you do with the rest of that? You learn from it. You will know when it's time to raise your prices. How? Because you're going to be like, this is not worth it. Whether it's the commute you have to do, whether it's the person is this annoying and you're like, dude, I'm spending so much mental energy on this, it's not worth it. And so what you'll do is you'll either break up with that person, right, break up with that client, or you raise your prices. Now, the next logical question I get is, well, can I raise prices for current people, or what do I do there? That's up to you. Honestly, you can grandfather people in and then just raise the prices for the new people, but don't worry about that shit because you don't have any clients yet to even be charging anything. This is the additional or another benefit of just charging what you feel comfortable charging. You're going to get people that buy the thing. This way you get some wins, right? Just price the damn thing, whatever it is, sell some, get some wins, see what it feels like to get some money in your account. Get some testimonials, right? Social proof is amazing. And then the next go round, you can charge more. You can revamp the thing and charge more, or you can do it the exact same and charge more. Regardless, even if you're like, oh, but I didn't really change it enough to raise the prices, you will understand the value that you're delivering because you'll have all these testimonials, you'll have all this feedback, all of these wins, these success stories from the people you're treating or the people who are buying your product or your service or whatever. All right, you just start at a price point and then you get confidence from that. And as time moves on, I promise you will know when it's time to raise your prices because you're going to literally be like, this is not worth it. You know, Jill has an awesome story on the episode I did with her where basically she was driving across town and was like, dude, it's not worth it for me to be driving across town at like 8 p.m. at night to train this client for like whatever low amount it was. And she like literally like flipped things around, turned her whole life around the next day. You will get to that point. But the only way that you'll get to that point is if you actually start. And the only way you're going to actually start is by doing the thing. You know, like we can look around and be like, well, what's happening? And what should I price it at and be worrying? Or you can just pick a number and then go from there. Now, I don't want to just give you these blanket statements. I'm really good at giving, you know, delivering concepts, but I realize people do need some solid, you know, solutions or some solid techniques. So three things that I would recommend you do when it comes to at least trying to, you know, ballpark a starting number for your product or your service, right? This could be one-on-one coaching, one-on-one treatment, a digital product. It doesn't matter. Three things that I recommend. Number one, and this is in no particular order, so I just wrote them down. Number one, ask like one to three, not just one, like one to three people who you trust, who you know, who you respect, and who are living a life that you want to be living, right? Don't take advice from people who are doing shit you don't want to be doing. One to three people who are you trust, you respect, who are living a life that you want to be living, right? Ideally, they should be tied into your field. Ask them what they would charge. Right, what they would recommend you charge. Those could be two different questions too. What they would charge versus what they recommend you charge. Because maybe they've like been in the field for like a gazillion years. They have a lot more experience. And yes, we all bring something to the table. But you know, you guys understand what I'm saying there. So suggestion number one, ask one to three people who you know, like, trust, respect, who are doing the damn thing, what they think you should charge. Now, a little anecdote here. When I was pricing my last Instagram intensive, I asked three different people, and I actually asked four, I think, and I got wildly different opinions with this. I got all the way at 297, I think I priced it at. I got that, and I got suggestions all the way up to $1,000, right? So you should expect you will get a range, but this way you at least have a number to start off with, right? So number one suggestion, ask one to three people who you know, like, trust, respect, who are living a life you want, what they would charge and what they recommend you charge. Suggestion number two, ask one to three people who are providing the same service as you or a similar service. And I'm really thinking about this in terms of like cash-based people. Like ask people who are around you who are doing the thing or just who you know, because maybe you live in the middle of nowhere, what they are charging and kind of base it off of that just so you can kind of see what the market has. Okay. And then suggestion number three, and this is my absolute favorite. Ask your audience what they would be willing to pay and then price it accordingly. So realistically, you should have an audience first before you build something. But ask those people, involve them in this, and ask them what they would be willing to pay. You may be truly surprised. And usually it's because we lowball ourselves, right? We not that we undervalue, but like in this field, I don't, you know, whatever you are listening, who you're listening to this, you are in life and in this thing to help people, whether you're a PT, a chiro, a movement professional, average Joe, whatever. There's something about you that wants to help people. As such, we don't really love charging. We kind of just want to like do the thing and help people. So we tend to round down when we charge, which is not a bad thing. I don't want you guys to feel shamed for pricing your things the way you price them. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to charge things at a gazillion dollars. Not everything has to be a goddamn premium, right? Just deliver. So ask your audience. There's a very good chance that they will say a number higher than you were thinking. And real talk, this happened for my Breathing with a Maestro course. I was going to price it way lower. And then I asked my newsletter folks what they would be willing to pay. And I got a range between like $80 and like $175. It was just like all over the place. So I priced it in the middle. But I was going to price it lower than that. So ask your people, involve them. All right, let's bring this back, rein it in, bring it full circle so I can kind of close the loop of learning here. My whole goal with this was to give you permission to charge whatever the fuck you want to charge. I think that there is such a movement, especially in the digital space, to charge so much. And I am not saying that you're not worth it or anything like that, okay? I'm saying, especially if this is new for you and you're just starting, do not feel the pressure to charge a gazillion dollars and add tax. Charge what you feel comfortable charging. I'm also not saying that you should charge this for, you know, the next 20 years. We should probably look to raise it a little bit, all right? But charge what you feel comfortable charging and then over-deliver on that shit. You will know when it's time to change your prices because you're going to get fed up. You're going to be like, this is not worth it. Or maybe you stay right where you're at and you're like, nah, this is good. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm bringing Ben Patrick on, which is, I already interviewed him, that episode. He's the knees over toes guy, is going to drop in a few weeks. And his monthly membership for his online coaching is $49 a month. And you get incredible feedback. It's basically personalized. And he said, he's like, I wanted it to be accessible. I didn't need to charge a gazillion dollars. And it's not that it's not worth it. Right? He could easily charge way more than that because most programs are. But this is where he feels comfortable. And he's just over delivering. I cannot recommend the program highly enough. If you're interested, stay tuned for that episode because I am going to give you guys a discount code for your first month. I'm still waiting to get that code from him. Yeah, a discount code on the thing that's already super cheap. But the point being, the more that I've gone into this digital world, the more I see some crazy ass numbers. And yes, people are worth it. I get it. But you guys in the PT world, looking at continuing ed, when I was trying to price my course, I'm looking at these other courses and it's like $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. Like, are you going to go and treat for me? Because this is too much money. Am I going to get $3,000 worth out of this course? Like, that's a lot of money and a lot of time. So remember that. You don't have to come out the gate on fire. Charge what you feel comfortable charging. As a starting point, ask a few people who, you know, you respect, what they would charge, what they think you should charge. Ask other people who are doing what you're doing, what they are charging. And then number three, ask your audience. That is huge. Like, I kind of, if you guys do decide to do that, please just email me, message me, DM me, and just let me know what kind of results you get. I won't share them, whatever. But it's just fascinating to me because it's a really cool eye-opening thing. And something that Jill actually had taught me, and I passed this on to my girl, Jen Crane. You guys know her. There's like a weird emphasis there. Jen Crane. To my girl, Jen Crane, Cirque Physio. I talk about her all the time. And she did this, and it's just remarkable, the stuff that you get back. So ask people who you respect to use life maybe you want to have. Ask people who are doing what you're doing. And ask your audience. Above all else, charge what makes you feel comfortable. I should probably throw a little asterisks in that, like, suggestion number one or two. asking people who you respect, especially who are in the field, can be very valuable. So when they speak, definitely take it into consideration and kind of weigh it out between what you were thinking, especially if you're thinking of something super, super low, and what they were thinking, right? Because it shouldn't be like, oh, well, these people said, if you're going to ask someone, make sure you at least listen in some way, shape, or form. And it's people that you respect, so take what they say to heart, right? Okay, so I lied. I have one other thing that I want to say. Not really an asterisk for either of any of those three suggestions, but a great way to become more comfortable charging for your services is to pay for other people's services. So stop with like the barter bullshit and stop asking for stuff for free, which is like, if you are trying to get people to pay for your shit, I don't know why you're not paying for other people's shit. But if you need to hear that, there, I've said it and hopefully you hear it. So paying for other people's services is hands down one of, if not the best way to start becoming comfortable charging for your own services. Because I know as soon as I started, you know, hiring other people and, you know, I hired a lawyer, I have an IT like website guy. As soon as you start paying these for these things, suddenly you're like, shit, I should be getting paid for the things that I do. And you're not so like squeamish about asking people to pay you for the stuff that you are doing. And I'm sure over-delivering for them. Okay, that is all that I got for you. I said my thank yous in the beginning, but I'm going to say them again because you guys are the best. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. And for that, you know, I'm endlessly grateful, truly. If you did enjoy this episode, I think I've talked about it before, but I'm going to say it again. That name I dropped before, Jill Fitt, Jill Coleman and I are putting on an event November 9th and 10th in Venice Beach, California. That's right. You get a beautiful trip to the West Coast, Best Coast. We are putting on an event that is all about starting or growing a digital business. All the beginning steps, all the info, all the background stuff, the stuff that we absolutely freaking love. So if this stuff interests you, if you want to learn more, oh, and if you happen to be female, because it is only for my ladies, then head on over to the website www.themovementmaestro.com/bossup. Yep, the name of the event is Boss Up. So www.themovementmaestro.com/bossup. And you'll be able to check it out and score your tickets. Early bird pricing ends at the end of this month. So it ends at the end of September. So check it out. We've actually already sold a bunch of seats. And I do anticipate that this thing will sell out. No, it's not scarcity. And actually, we priced it to sell. I think it's actually less than $300. For the entire, it's a 2-day thing. And no, there's no CEUs. You guys know how I feel about that. But we want you guys to show up. We want you guys to experience the magic of being in the room and learn from each other, learn from us, grow, get excited, and actually boss the fuck up and make some moves. So if it's interesting to you guys, head over to that website. Yes, it will be in the show notes as always. Alrighty, officially wrapping it up. Don't forget, next Monday, September 9th, those long episodes are coming back. One more time, guys. Thank you. Truly. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.